Fear feeds hunger. How financial speculation and geopolitical shocks shape global food security, by Mohammed Asif Noor. A food crisis can be traded long before it becomes visible in empty markets. The world still has substantial cereal supplies, yet the language surrounding food has changed rapidly. Investment banks are warning of a powerful El Niño, energy shocks, fertilizer pressure, and a possible surge in food inflation. Funds are repositioning across agricultural futures. Traders are watching every port closure, weather map, and export announcement. Each concern has a factual basis. The danger begins when international capital gathers around those concerns, pushes prices ahead of physical conditions, and turns a forecast of scarcity into a profitable market position. Fear then acquires financial momentum, and hunger follows through higher prices. The underlying risks deserve serious attention. Conflict in the Middle East has raised energy and shipping costs, while renewed attacks on Black Sea grain infrastructure have unsettled wheat trade. A strengthening El Niño is increasing uncertainty across major crop-producing regions. Fertilizer remains especially exposed because natural gas is central to nitrogen production, and the Strait of Hormuz carries a significant share of internationally traded fertilizer. Major financial institutions have begun translating these pressures into investment scenarios. JP Morgan estimates that a very strong El Niño could add around 0.7 percentage points to global food inflation at its peak. Combined with higher energy, diesel, fertilizer, and packaging costs, the effect could rise to 1.3 to 1.5 percentage points. Goldman Sachs has also warned of a possible food supply shock in Southeast Asia as energy and fertilizer pressures meet adverse weather. These forecasts may prove valuable for governments and businesses preparing for disruption. They also influence the markets they describe. A warning from a global bank reaches fund managers, commodity desks, insurers, food companies, and governments at the same time. Capital begins moving towards the commodities expected to rise. Futures prices respond immediately, even though harvest outcomes may remain uncertain for months. That distinction matters because the latest physical supply data tell a calmer story. The Food and Agriculture Organization's July outlook placed 2026 global cereal production at about 2.983 billion tons, the second highest level on record. Cereal stocks at the close of the 2026-27 seasons are forecast at 957.8 million tons, while the global stock-to-use ratio remains around 32%. FAO's Agricultural Market Information System described agricultural markets as generally steady, supported by ample supplies and favorable crop conditions in many regions. The World Bank's July commodity data offered a similarly mixed picture. Food prices changed little during the month, while fertilizer prices declined after earlier increases. Such figures show pressure and volatility rather than an established worldwide shortage. Yet financial markets trade the future, and a dramatic future often attracts more capital than a steady present. Recent positioning illustrates the shift in sentiment. Weekly data from the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission show large managed money exposure across corn, soybeans, and other agricultural contracts. These positions serve many strategies and reveal no single motive. Their scale still matters. When large funds move in the same direction, they can accelerate price swings and make a developing narrative appear confirmed by the market itself. The cycle then reaches the physical food system. Higher futures prices influence benchmark prices used by traders and food companies. Grain holders may delay sales while waiting for further gains. Importers may purchase larger volumes as protection against future increases. Governments may expand reserves or restrict exports. Shipping companies and insurers may raise charges. Consumers with sufficient income may stockpile. Each response looks sensible in isolation. Together, they tighten available supply and raise prices for everyone. For low-income countries, the consequences arrive quickly. Many import food in dollars while their currencies remain under pressure. A moderate increase in global prices can become a severe domestic shock once exchange rates, transport costs, and debt burdens are added. Families respond by buying less nutritious food, reducing meals, or withdrawing children from school. International capital earns through price movement. Vulnerable households absorb the human cost. The 2007-08 food crisis showed how expectations can intensify genuine supply pressures. Weather shocks, expensive energy, biofuel demand, limited reserves, and export controls created a fragile environment. Financial participation in commodity markets amplified the upward movement. Governments rushed to secure domestic supplies, several exporters imposed restrictions, and import-dependent countries faced rapidly rising bills. A market reaction became a political and humanitarian emergency across dozens of states. Futures markets remain essential to modern agriculture. Farmers and commercial buyers use them to manage risk, plan production, and secure prices. The policy challenge concerns the point at which useful hedging gives way to excessive speculation. Food carries a public value that differs from many other traded assets. A sharp movement in a technology share affects portfolios. A sharp movement in wheat or rice affects whether families can eat. Greater transparency offers the first defense. Regulators should monitor concentrated positions, sudden changes in managed money exposure, and price movements that drift far from physical supply indicators. Banks and research institutions should separate baseline forecasts from extreme scenarios and disclose the assumptions behind dramatic projections. Governments should publish reliable information on harvests, reserves, and import requirements so rumors lose their power. Trade policy also requires discipline. Export restrictions often calm domestic audiences for a brief period, yet simultaneous controls by several producers deepen anxiety and push international prices higher. Coordination through FAO, the Group of 20 Agricultural Market Information System, and other multilateral platforms can reduce uncertainty before precaution becomes panic. China's approach provides a useful lesson in resilience. Farmland protection, grain reserves, agricultural technology, and stable domestic production reduce exposure to sudden market movements. Its policy of storing grain through productive land and stronger technology reflects a simple truth. Credible supplies weaken the power of speculation. China can extend this contribution through cooperation with developing countries in seed technology, irrigation, storage, mechanization, and the reduction of post-harvest losses. The world faces real food security risks in 2026. Conflict, El Niño, fertilizer costs, and disrupted trade routes require early action. Global grain supplies, however, still provide room for calm and coordinated policy. The greatest danger emerges when international capital turns every risk into a one-way wager on scarcity. Once fear becomes an asset class, markets begin rewarding the expectation of hunger. Preventing that outcome requires transparent trading, credible reserves, open trade channels, and a clear principle. Food security must remain more important than speculative gain. Author Mohammed Asif Noor, founder Friends of BRI Forum, advisor to Pakistan Research Center, Hebei Normal University. Published on World Geostrategic Insights on August 25, 2026. The views expressed in this article belong only to the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.